Welcome to Fighting Knights Football on KNTR Sports 980 AM. KNTR Sports is all sports, all the time. Please thank all of our Lake Havasu High School football sponsors. Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet, Cindy Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer, Havistyle Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu, Martin Swanty's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, A More Pie and More, Blue River Gems, Gear Up Border Sports, Mercury Air, Perfection to Detail, David Rose for Arizona House, Mojave College, Havasu Pest Control. For a schedule of this year's games and audio streaming, go to KNTRSports.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tucson, Arizona. I'm Jim Chaney along with Paul the Door Knocker Lavoy.
Oh, man.
As we are ready for some playoff football, second round, between the Mica Mountain High School varsity football team known as the Thunderbolts and your Lake Havasu Fighting Knights. And we'll be back right after this.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
Hi, this is Tammy with the Law Offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken has always been a supporter of the communities he serves, so it's no surprise he has always been an advocate of high school athletics. Ken Moyer has been practicing law in Mojave County for over 25 years with offices in both Lake Havasu and Bullhead Cities. The Law Offices of Kenneth E. Moyer can assist you with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcies, trust, wills, powers of attorneys, probate, and business formations. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com.
Living in the desert presents some unique challenges, like some pretty unsavory pests taking up residency in your home. The problem is, oftentimes you don't notice them until it's too late. Havasu Pest Control has been inspecting, detecting, and helping to control desert pests in Havasu since 1973. They're state certified to help you maintain a pest and rodent-free environment. So call the good guys at Havasu Pest Control, 855-1054.
Mojave College. The name and look are new. The focus is still on you. Choose from dozens of top-tier academic programs covering arts and sciences, skilled trades, health and public services. There's also corporate and career training, even fun community classes. Mojave College has it all. Big opportunities and real skills that open doors. And soon, bachelor's degrees. It's your time. Your college. Mojave College.
The Bradley Auto Group is a proud sponsor of high school football. Hey, this is Robert with the Bradley Auto Group. Bradley Ford, Bradley Chevrolet, and Riverview Auto Sales. You'll find hundreds of pre-owned and new vehicles on our lots. We are community-minded and always looking to support athletic and education causes. Please see any of our dealerships for a new car, truck, or SUV. We have award-winning service departments, body shop, parts departments, and from all of us at Bradley Auto Group, go Knights!
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test. So it runs Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
And we are back at Mount Mica Mountain High School, home of the Thunderbolts, for an exciting football game. This is should be a good one, Paul. We've got Lake Havasu coming into the game, 9-2, 3-1 in the region, ranked on Max Preps as number 69, taking on the Thunderbolts of Mica Mountain. They're 8-2. They had a bye last week. There's your controversy. The regulation in their region, rather, they're 5-0 and ranked number 60 in the state of Arizona.
Yeah, Havasu coming into that last game, of course, against Sierra Linda with a little attitude. They dropped from number 5, they would have had the bye, to number 10, so they had to play last week. I mean, that's good for us, you know, but not good for the team. They have to play one extra game. So, you know, we get the stardom of getting to announce it. So I asked Coach Thompson during speak out, what's the story? Did you guys play with an attitude last week or what? And here's what he said.
There was a little bit of that. I mean, we wanted to go out and we wanted to set the tone, send a message of who we were and what we were going to be about through this playoff run. And, you know, the boys kind of took it a little bit personally, and they were ready to go.
So on to round 2, and you play the team, one of the teams that was on a bye, and they're ranked number 7, of course, the Mica Mountain Thunderbolts. This is the defending state 4A champions, but as you told me in the break, they lost a few people, didn't they?
They had a big senior class, like a lot of us, that have a lot of success. But they have a lot of great athletes that they've brought back to put themselves right back in the position they are to make their run. We did film exchange. So we've kind of, you know, the tell of the tape, we've kind of got figuring out the ins and outs on each other. And, again, we're ready to get down there and compete.
Okay, now you say Mica Mountain has the athletes. Where are these athletes? Are they on the offensive line, defensive line, quarterback, running back, wide receiver?
Sure. As you get to playoff football, I mean, everybody has a little bit of everything. They do have a very big and aggressive offensive and defensive line. That's kind of their bread and butter. They have a good running attack. We expect to see some 12 personnel, you know, one running back with two tight ends. We expect to see a little more of that this week. But then they will go and spread it out. They have some good athletes. They'll go to a traditional spread, just kind of like we do with 4 wide receivers or trips, and they'll go back and forth. They have a pretty solid running game behind that. Defensively, we're going to see a version of a 4-2 cover 2 that they're really aggressive with things. But, I mean, it's what we've seen week in and week out for the last couple of weeks, so we're really excited about the opportunity.
Welcome back. We are actually in the city of Tucson, where your Fighting Knights are here to get the job done. They're taking on the Mica Mountain Thunderbolts, and this should be a good one. The Fighting Knights have just got on the field in their purple pants, white jerseys with the purple numbers, the purple helmets, and nowhere to be found at this time. If you look out on the field is the Mica Mountain Thunderbolts, whose uniforms look distinctly like North Carolina.
Yeah, we just ran into a team like that, too.
Like that. So yeah. If color schemes hold up, we're going to win. But as we were talking on the way up here, Paul, I thought that early on when I first checked out this game that Havasu was going to win 10, 14 points. Then I got looking back at it. I think it's going to be a toss-up.
What changed your mind?
Well, the common team, but not that they played teams that they both played, but we both played teams that played other teams that we played.
If you look at the brackets, now we're back here, it says Lake Havasu, Mica Mountain, right? Over here, it says Estrella Foothills. Oh, we beat them handily. And Keeler Ridge, who we beat in week 1 up at the Walk-Up Sky Dome. You've got 2 teams here. We don't play the winner of those 2. We play the winner of Eastmark and Snowflake, which we talked about. Which Snowflake, if they win, if they hold home field advantage, it's actually closer than Tucson.
well.
But it's going to be colder, for sure.
Colder, but Snowflake is a much higher ranked team.
Oh yeah,
and
number 2.
They're number 2 and looking like the big boys, which would be the next stepping stone for whoever wins this game. So, and it's going to be a close one.
They're the equivalent of pretty much the top of the bracket, I think. You've got, I don't see the number 1 seed in here, Jim. Maybe I'm missing something. But you've got Mojave taking on Northwest Christian tonight. In the field house.
In the field
house. Yes, the Anderson Automotive Field House, of course.
Which was voted one of the best 4
really?
New high school football fields in the whole country.
Oh, as it should be.
As
really?
Should be.
In the country? Wow.
In the whole country.
Wow.
And economically, the best because it hosts 2 high schools.
Oh, that's true.
River Valley and
right.
And Mojave, both having improved programs since they built that stadium. We're at a nice field here. We have the band from Mica Mountain has taken the field, all in these nice uniforms, drum major in a nice, tall, white, almost tuxedo-like uniform, getting ready for the national anthem, and the weather is perfect.
Right.
Again,
it really is.
They are saying about 10 p.m. we should have a low of 63 degrees. I feel no wind, absolutely no wind. So the kicking game should be in order, and we're going to see how this one goes in 6 minutes and 49 seconds.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back from Micah Mountain High School.
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go night.
Is your pup just too ordinary? Want to turn your Sparky into a Sparkosaurus Rex? Then Gee Willikers, it's a cut above grooming day for you. Step right up to the home to zebra stripe schnauzers, fluffy Pomeranian kings of the jungle, and polka dotted pit bulls.
Would you look at that? Sparky, I think you would be an adorable cheetah. Oh, Sparky.
A cut above grooming. Well, this is where we go dirty dogs done dirt cheap, and, well, I guess the lions, tigers, and bears, too? Main Street, Havasu.
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom, no flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers, where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes, paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights!
Salmon's Air Conditioning dominates in saving residents thousands in heating, cooling, replacement, and repairs. Up to $900 in Unisource utility rebates are available for you right now. With Salmon's Air Conditioning, expect superior assistance and quality with their maintenance plan. Receive priority service, parts, exclusivity, special discounts, and all for only $160 a year. Make the switch to Salmon's before your AC switches to broken and unavailable for repair. Visit salmonsac.com today.
Mojave Power Sports continues to serve you, your one-stop shop. Complete maintenance for all your toys, adult and family toys, UTVs, quads, off-road, wave runners, boats, jet skis, dirt bikes, recreational vehicles, you name it. Plus, all cars, trucks, SUVs, and the soccer van, gas or diesel. Many can be repaired the same day. Mojave Power Sports, experts with watercraft and vehicles. Get yours running great by the professionals at Mojave Power Sports, 1595 Joy Lane. Call for an appointment for your watercraft, 768-1230.
Done. The Thunderbolt Marching Band performing your national anthem here in Tucson, Arizona, with the ROTC color guard out there.
I want to say real quick, what was really impressive was the band was standing while they were waiting for the color guard at ease, military style.
Yes.
That was very cool.
And they still are.
Yes.
Very uniform, I might add, and a nice arch. And very nice. We got a lot of school pride going on here. And kudos to the stadium announcer, the way they brought out the band, saying you're defending champions,
4A
champions.
Not sure for how long, though.
So, well.
No, 4A well, part.
Well, our guys are going to try to derail that
tonight.
There's
some school expansion going on here.
And this is a big school, talking to the AD, Whitney Holland, before the game here, who escorted us in. And the layout for this school is rather large. We're in a high-growth area, and this is going to be a big school in the future. Roger. Let's take a break here on KNTR Sports, and we'll be right back.
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Tireman!
Work commute just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Tireman!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Tireman!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tireman of Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
There's nothing better than Friday night's football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Cam Patterson with Havastyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Your family adventure begins at Havastyle Recreation, where we are family fun toys that not only fit your budget, but your lifestyle. You'll find toy haulers, fifth wheels, RVs, even truck campers. Styles and brands not found anywhere else but here. Campers and boaters and desert explorers. Bring your family fun to the next level at Havastyle Recreation.
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry. Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
Havasu's Amore Pie and More is where everything tastes like your best childhood memory. Kimberly and her team are baking up more than just pies. They're baking joy, community, and a little bit of magic into every bite. Come grab something sweet, savory, or perfectly in between, whether it's quiche for breakfast, pie for lunch, or cheesecake, just because there's always room for Amore. Amore Pie and More, where love is in every bite. New AmorePieandMore.com. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Let's go Knights.
Anderson Auto Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in northwest Arizona since 1999. We have the following dealerships: Anderson Toyota, Nissan, Honda, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Ford, Bullhead City, Ford, Kingman, and Chevrolet. Visit our website at AndersonAuto.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
Hello, everybody. This is KNTR Sports, Jim Chaney, along with Paul Lavoie. We just had the toss, and receiving will be your Havasu Knights. You know, you might as well take the ball, because there's no wind left or right. It's still as can be.
Well, Micah won the toss, so they're going to kick to Havasu. That means Micah gets the ball at the beginning of the second half.
Hoping to make a defensive statement to start the game off.
Captains,
we have, for them, we have number 33. That's going to be Justin Doty, as well as number 13, Riley Carson. He's their leading receiver with 44 yards per game, and he has 9 touchdowns. He's also their lead touchdown getter. So we're going to be talking about number 9 there, Broden Schmidt, quite a bit, as well as number 11, who is Jaden Crisp. He's a captain and also the quarterback. Two deep men for Havasu standing at the 5-yard line. So the report is the kid can kick.
Now looks like Ibarra at the 5 and number 25. One of the backups.
And the kick, it is a good kick. Spencer Ibarra lets it go right past his shoulder and out the end zone. So you're going to be having the ball taken over. No run back from the feisty little Spencer Ibarra on this one, who, of course, I am one of their lead fans.
You are.
And we're here in the press box. I was kind of kidding, but kind of not. You know, should I egg their coaches who are right next to us and just,
oh, yeah.
Hey, look at that mismatch. Pick on him. Yeah.
No kidding.
Oh, that's too easy for you. Oh, my.
Fighting Knights are coming out. They're on the sideline. Not sure what was going on there. Looks like a little huddle.
What is going on with their huddle? I've never seen that one. It's a vertical huddle, all in a line, hand on the right shoulder of the player in front of them, and then they separate.
It was the 11 nose guard stack.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was.
Okay. Jump of the quarterback. He looks to the right. Kind of a screen. It's completed, and he makes a couple of yards gained out to about the 24-yard line. So we get a little chunk here, a little chunk there. Size-wise, number 8 in the middle for them, Sergio Regatta, has 3.5 sacks per game.
12 the receiver.
And number 12 was the receiver, Luke Johnson.
Luke Johnson, player of the year.
Player of the year
for that conference.
For the conference. Three, too wide to the right, too wide to the left. Halo jumps to pass. He's looking to the left. Long pass down the sideline, way overshot. Was he going for, on that one, Cole,
Cecina,
or Ethan Adler? I'm not,
it's kind of thrown between them, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Cole didn't catch up to it. So,
Cone Taylor.
Ah.
So now this is going to bring up, I think our line marker moved back. It's going to bring back 3rd and 8 from,
I think
Havasu's own.
I think you're right. The ball marker is a yard back.
I think, it looks okay here. 4, wide to the right. Halo looks to the right, steps forward, launches a pass deep between 2 defenders.
Whoa.
There may have been a flag. It looked like he bumped him in the back.
There was contact.
No flag on the play.
There was contact, ball in the air, no call. And I'm not sure who the ref was on that, but we have the names of the referees tonight, too.
Yes, but that's going to be a... 3 and out, unless we fake a punt here, which, of course, Halo jumped the way he handles the punts, and we've got to see what the pressure is going to be like.
Did he say the...
I didn't see a lot of pressure.
No, not at all.
Defensively.
And he had a double team over on the wide receiver, but did they say the official score is from the Tucson area?
They are from the Tucson area.
Dig that one out.
King is the local boy. Here's the punt.
Wow.
It's a high archer, as high as we are up here in the
fair catch.
And it's received at the 45-yard line of Micah Mountain, where the Thunderbolts will take over.
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. You're listening to KNTRSports.com.
No score. 11:36 left in the first quarter.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test. So it runs Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
And we are back. We have an out pass to number 13. That's Riley Carson for the Micah Mountain Thunderbolts. And he is their lead receiver. He's going to pick up about 8 yards on that one, and he was tough to bring down.
That's a typical Havasu play, that little out route there, the quick dink and dunk, and brings up a 2nd and manageable.
And we've got Spencer Ibarra out there on him, taking on the 6-footer, who's 180 pounds. And we did have trouble bringing him down. He goes in motion from the shotgun. Now he comes back in motion the other way. Hand off, trying to get outside the tackle, and does. And he's knocked out of bounds by Spencer Ibarra after a short gain and a 1st down for the Thunderbolts.
It's 26, the ball carrier. And I believe he's their leading ball carrier, if I remember correctly.
Yes, he averages 42.6 yards a game, and he has 8 TDs this year.
Coach admits this is going to be one tough cookie to crack right here. These guys, they like to run and pass it to bounds.
Pro set, 1 wide left, handoff up the middle, and he's met by the purple Habu, but he's able to push forward for a couple of yards gained there. And that is one of those, we're going to smash you in the mouth and see how you handle it kind of plays. And Well, we could have handed a little bit better because now that the marker's out there, they did pick up 4 yards there, Paul.
Little kudos to you, Jim, on the purple haboob. They like it. The players like it. They're eating it up.
That's good. Now we got to get it in order. It looks like it's going to be a gang-tackling type game that they need to perform here because they look a little bit bigger for Micah Mountain. Quarterback looks to the left. He receives it, and he's brought down by two members of the Havasu defense very close to the first down. The kid's got an arm. He was out there on the numbers, and he put it right there to him, and we have a player down.
Line judge said
for Havasu, and I think that's Carter Devitt laying on his back.
This is a good-sized team, so we've got
Coach Thompson brings the kids over to talk to them, as well as Micah Mountain does the same.
14.
It is 14?
Yes.
That is Carter Devitt, wide receiver and cornerback, and an important player on this team.
Very, and one of those players that was named, I believe, first or second team in their conference. And he's up walking.
That's a good
thing.
On
his own. I think they sit out one play, though.
They have to sit out one.
Correct. This is a big team, and they're fast. And Coach admits that they are well-balanced on offense and defense.
Their quarterback, Sergio Regatta, he's 6'6", 220.
Yeah, you could tell. Him and Halo would make a good jump ball.
From the gun, big number 8 in motion. And that play was not real successful.
No, they held him up.
You know, actually, he's number 8 is a tight end and defensive end. I apologize for that.
But, 26 the ball carrier again, but he did not pick up the first down. It's still third and, maybe about a foot.
Wait a minute. Now, maybe the board says, okay, it is fourth down.
Oh, it is fourth.
Fourth and short, and it looks like they are going for it.
Haven't learned my lesson yet, looking at that ball marker. Those guys are volunteers, right?
A rag on the field. Quarterback picks it up, throws it behind his up back. Pro set up the middle. It gets outside. Looks like he's got good speed. He does turn the corner and moves upfield. And he is brought out of bounds well after a first down.
26 one more time. They're going to go to that glass of water often.
And that does not look good for the Fighting Knights. They're got kind of manhandled on that after he got outside. He also has good speed. Looked like he might have been faster than our guys. So here we are with the pro set. Number 1, Bryce Gilmore. He's their second leading receiver. Wide left hand up off the middle, number 26. Goes inside. Right. We have a flag thrown right into the middle in the area of holding, and they stop him, but it looks like about a 3-yard gain. I believe, let's get the official here with the white hat. It
holding.
Is holding
against the offense.
Against Micah Mountain. And that was much needed as they were down to about the 15-yard line after that play. It's going to bring up a first down at the 27-yard line of Havasu.
Yeah, that line to gain is at about the 8, so they'll get a fresh set of downs if they get it in, inside the 10 and past the 8, of course.
So after starting at their own 45, they did a good job of marching right down the field. One wide to the left, one wide to the right.
That's interesting.
Three in the backfield with them. Hands it off up the middle. Whistle blows. That's going to be offside. On the offense.
Yeah, that was a strange formation, too. I was wondering if that was an illegal formation, but it is a procedure penalty.
And this is good. We've seen the purple haboob put the teams in reverse, but usually it's by tackling them in the backfield.
Right.
And they haven't done that yet.
No, these are unforced errors, but we'll take them.
Yeah, because we need them. Quarterback's number 11, right? Who's Jaden Christ. He's the team captain. He is 6'1", 165.
And still no score.
Number 17, Evan Wheeler, goes in motion looking for a pass. It's a pass option, and he's going to keep it and head out of bounds for a short gain, but he's got a mile to go for the first down. as they are, were deep in the red zone. They're now actually outside of the red zone. So
I'm going to say second 20.
They did pick up a few yards there.
That's a second and 20. Yeah, they seem to be content to go into that right side edge for right now. They haven't picked on the left side of the field too much.
I'm looking at our right defensive end, and he's huffing and puffing pretty hard there. Early in the game, one wide to the left. Here's the snap, hands it off. He heads outside. He's caught in the backfield by that wonderful member of the Purple Haboob, number 98.
What,
98?
I believe so. Look like 98.
That is big Owen Merrill. So that's the Purple Haboob we've been needing to see. Get their feet set and drive forward.
That's a loss of two.
That was
third and 22 now.
Made me feel better about what's going on here.
Well, you notice they went to that left side.
Third,
not much success there either.
Third and 22 for Micah Mountain from the 29 of Havasu. The snap. He's looking deep to the right. He rolls right, gets outside. He's going to have to run out bounds and keep it for possibly no gain. And that's going to bring up fourth and a mile.
I think I don't know what their kicking game's like, but I'm guessing they are out of field goal range.
I don't know that they are based on the kickoff.
Oh, right. Good call. He did.
And they are going to the field goal.
Wow.
It's going to be set at the 32-yard line, making it a 42-yard kick.
Number 13.
If it's good. And the kick is up. Man. Might have got a hand on it,
nope.
And it's going to go wide left.
Kind of shanked it.
Dodging a bullet.
Did
he block it? Did you see that? I'm going to ask our video guy. He didn't block it?
No, that ball looked like it was short, though.
But they had good pressure on him. You know, for a field goal.
I don't think if it lined up, it might have doinked on the crossbar.
I don't think
it would have hit the upright, but the crossbar definitely. So,
little low and outside.
Turn it over on downs, kind of. Right?
45 on the clock in the first. So we didn't get much done the first time we had the ball. Three and out for the Havasu Fighting Knights, who are going to take over now on their own 20-yard line. They'll be on the left hash. Halo jump at quarterback. Four wide to the right. Waiting for the snap. Hands it off. Nope, the fake handoff. Nice open play up the middle. He receives it, and he is spun down at the 40-yard line. That is Luke Johnson on the reception, and that was an encouraging play for the Havasu Fighting Knights and a first down.
There's that slant. One more time to Luke Johnson and number 22, Nick Regina.
First and 10 on the 39.
He made the tackle, but he was pulled about 5 yards.
Here we go again. Four to the right. In the backfield next to Halo, we've got Tristan Andrade. And a late entry into the game, number 50, for that's Deacon Pancoast, offensive line, 5'10", 230 pounds for the
again.
Thunderbolts, quick pass to the right side, and he turns upfield, smack, hard, just as he was getting his momentum and brought down backwards. That's number 21, Cole Cicina, took a hit there, but he gained about 5 yards, bringing up second and five from the Havasu 45.
Yeah, Halo with some leadership skills back there, quarterback. You could see him with the finger, hurry up, because they had that one side stacked over on the left.
And now we're going to stack them to the left this time. From the gun, Halo jump, waiting for the snap, second and five. Hands it off up the middle. He's going to have a first down before he's clocked right at the knees and kind of crumbles to the ground. But he gets a first down and moves the chain. And not only does he get the first down, the Fighting Knights for the first time tonight are into Thunderbolt territory.
And checking into the game, number 55, Escobedo for the Fighting Knights. Joshua Escobedo. He's going to play, it looks like, the left side guard.
He's a big dude.
Kind of built, well, like yours truly, you know, like a tank.
Four wide to the left. Halo jump looking to the right. Goes deep, and this one's going to be a little bit long. dives for the pass, but there was no hope of really catching that one.
You know who that was intended for? That was intended for number 12, Luke Johnson, man-to-man coverage with number 4, Caden Watson for the Thunderbolts.
And that's going to bring up 2nd and 10 from the 49 of the Thunderbolts.
That was a really good time to take that play, Jim, to take that one, you know, because you now it's 2nd down. You can run the ball. We've established the run already. And coaches kind of, they're not sure what's coming at them, Micah Mountain, is it?
You know, it might have been a little bit intimidating based on the opening show they put on here.
Yes.
Because we haven't seen anything like that here with the lights and the whole deal. Okay, here's the snap from the shotgun. Halo Jump has to scramble to the left. He chucks it away in order to avoid the big sack. And that's going to bring up 3rd and 10.
Dangerous play.
I mean, he threw it away safely. It was a smart play.
He didn't throw it to anybody. He didn't throw it to anybody, though. Yeah, that's what I mean by the danger.
Well, yeah, but he was outside the tackle, and it was a good dumping because he didn't have anybody to throw it to.
You know,
he was under heavy pressure.
You know what else could have been the shock factor, too, Jim? They play Thunderstruck by AC/DC before the game, just like a team that you know in Bullhead City.
Yes. And the lights here are LED.
Yeah.
So they can flash non-synchronously.
Right.
Okay, Halo Job, long pass. This one may be good into coverage. It's intercepted. And he's going to try to bring him down defensively and does at the 14-yard line of Micah Mountain.
It's just like a punt on 3rd down. What are you going to do?
Well, yeah. And it was close.
He threw it behind the receiver, though.
It was one of those kind of, one of you guys catch it.
You might want to take that back to the Halo fan club and kind of mention, lead the receiver, right?
Lead the receiver, yes. That was a very long pass. Kids got
it. It was.
Well, they had the ball at the 49, so he's at their 49, but he's probably threw that from our 45, and it went all the way down to the 10-yard line across field.
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Back to the action from the shotgun. Micah Mountain with the ball. Kind of a muffed handoff, and he gets brought down in the backfield. And now we're looking like the Purple Haboob is in order, smacking each other, giving high fives after that one. And that was a loss of 1.5 yards. I'm going to call it 1.5.
That's what happens when one man gets through the line and reads the offense. Brings the ball carrier down, nice solo tackle. But the Purple Haboob was definitely in pursuit on that play.
4:04 in the first quarter remaining. A couple of goose eggs on the scoreboard. From the shotgun, kind of a tight end package, packed in tight to the left, but he looks to the right, an out pass, and he receives it. He's going to get chased out of bounds there by our very own number 14, Carter Devitt.
Right.
Back from his injury.
Yes.
So that's a good sign.
Good coverage, but I believe they got...
Who's down? One of our linemen, it looks like. Adele Gomez.
He is up and walking with a limp, but walking nonetheless.
With assistance... with his arm over the shoulders of two of the trainers.
Yeah.
And
they're young, Jim. They're young.
They are young. Yeah, it's not
they're
like
young.
Me. When
not I'm... like me either.
Yeah.
Man, we look like a couple of gimps walking up those stairs, don't we?
We did?
You were behind me, so that was a good answer. That was a really good answer.
I thought I was doing okay today.
Yeah.
It's going to be... Well, now, did we miss a penalty there? Because all of a sudden, we're looking at 2nd and 20.
Yeah, we sure did. They didn't see it either.
Our video guys next door didn't see it either.
Yeah, they're kind of having, you know, a relaxing moment here.
So
I've done that job.
2nd and 20. The snap, handoff up the middle. And gets through the first line of defense of the Purple Haboob. He's brought down at the 14-yard line. So we've got a bit of a gain, but it's still going to be 3rd and long. Call it 3rd and 12, maybe 11. Minnesota, the Purple Habu coming to life. The first eight downs, I was a little nervous.
Well, notice when their players go down, that's they kind of suck it up.
They reload.
They reload. That's
reload
it.
Reload in a hurry.
Yep.
Okay, one way wide right for the Thunderbolts.
This is like the Gila Ridge
one
game.
One way wide left.
Oh, boy.
And a delayed handoff up the middle. He's got some room and maybe a first down.
Definitely.
He kind of jukes and jives. Looks a little bit like Marcus Allen on that one. Jeremiah Anderson, their lead rusher, averaging 50.7 yards a game. He's a junior, 5'9", 190 pounds. See, these running backs seem to have a little more size than some of the running backs Havasu has been facing.
Yeah, I would definitely concur with you on that. And, well, you're in the playoffs. You're in the second round now. It's gonna get tougher.
Yeah.
If they go to Snowflake or East, I can't remember.
First
and 10. It's going to get even tougher.
The snap looks to the left. Nobody there. Looking to the right. Rolls to the right. Oh. He's under pressure from the Purple Habu. Can he chase him down? It's a foot race to the far sideline. And he has run out of bounds. However, he picked up about 5 yards after escaping lots of pressure.
That's wheels. When you're out running Trevor Thompson, Trevor's not a slow player.
No, he is not.
And he's one of the captains, of course, and Trevor in pursuit and could not catch the quarterback.
We kind of lost containment. He did roll to the right, but on the left side, we lost left side containment
right
after he reversed direction. Okay, we got a pro set shotgun here for the Thunderbolts. Hand off up the middle where he is met by a whole bunch of Fighting Knights, but he manages about 3 yards and possibly a first down. He's very close.
That Purple Habu leaves a purple color bruise is what they do. That was good containment. Oh, no way. They called that a first?
Yeah. Yeah, he was close.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's going to bring up a first and 10 with 1:46 on the clock. The Thunderbolts with the ball at their own 36-yard line.
Look how fast this clock's flying, Jim. Minute and a half left in the first quarter.
Man in motion towards the center of the field, crosses the quarterback, and he hands it off the middle. He's met in the backfield, but he campers around, breaks one tackle, two. He's dragging along four Havasu Fighting Knights, and he's out to the 50-yard line for a first down.
Oh, boy, he got away from Ethan Adler, made the initial hit. Nobody gets away from Ethan. That was tough.
Okay.
That was tough.
And the thing that kind of stuns me, you know, he's only getting 50 yards a game.
Yeah.
But he appears to be extremely difficult to bring down.
Yeah, those are Larry Zonka yards, apparently.
They were tough yards.
It's a tough one. But, you know, Ethan he thought he had him. And then you got five other members of the Fighting Knights defense trying to strip the ball after that.
First and 10 for the Thunderbolts at the Havasu 49. Man in motion. He reverses motion. The handoff this time he passes outside. A whistle blows when he was met immediately there on the pass that doesn't count by Carter Devitt. He would have got smacked hard had he not pulled up. And we have a legal procedure on behalf of our friends from Micah Mountain High School. So that's the kind of thing you need, first and 15. Especially if they're going to be able to get 3-4 yards each time they run the ball. Which seems to be the way it's going at this time. So we've got first and 15, 21 seconds left in the quarter. See if they get this one off. Still 0-0. Here's the snap. Handoff coming our way to the hash, and he is met by the Purple Haboob, and he's going to get about 2 yards as the first quarter is about to expire. No score on the clock. Your Havasu Fighting Knights 0 and the Micah Mountain Thunderbolts 0. And we will be back right after this. This is KNTR Sports.
Just because they're experts doesn't mean they charge more for it. River Valley Window Company sells Milgard windows and are competitive with the big box stores. You'll work with a specialized dealer who has decades of experience with replacement Milgard windows. Stop by the showroom to see all the options available at your local window company. River Valley Window Company, on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu, and online at rvwco.com. River Valley Window Company.
We are back in Tucson, Arizona. Sergio Regatta, that big number eight for the Thunderbolts. He's averaging 3.5 sacks a game, but he's running the ball. This dude is 6'6", 220. So that explains the difficulty of trying to bring this guy down.
It's definitely a degree of difficulty when it comes to first contact on number eight. There's got to be a strategy for stopping him. I mean, when Adler's going to need some support for sure, right there in the A and B gap.
So the Thunderbolts are going to start the second quarter here. No score on the board. It is going to be second and 15. 14, we'll call it. We have one more defender out here. Okay, now, little confusion there. Okay, we've got Luke Johnson covering the inside guy. Our safety comes over to help. And then we also have Colin Taylor over here. Hand off up the right side, and that one is going nowhere. Nice work by the Fighting Knights. I said nowhere. We're going to give them a yard. I'm not going to do it. They are.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But that is a good sign, holding them to 1 yard and not giving them three or four. However, they look bigger. We got some big dudes.
Is it third and 11?
It is. Third and 11 at the 50.
I like this setup with the play clocks at both ends of the field. It's much better than it has been.
Oh, we do have a play clock,
yes.
Clock on the field. Okay.
Yes, we do.
Here's the snap. He fumbles.
Oh!
And this could be anybody ball. If somebody sees it, somebody's
got
to be yelling, ball, ball.
Looks
and
like you
it
got
looks
it.
Like we
purple.
Have, Luke Johnson is signaling we have it. Did the ref signal?
They know he got it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You could tell on the sidelines, one of the coaches saw the recovery and signaled it right away. And I just saw the referee signal. It is Havasu's ball.
In Thunderbolt territory.
Second turnover of the game. They got an interception. We just got the fumble recovery.
44. They're going to mark it at the 44 of the Thunderbolts, and that's where they're going to take over. You know what was impressive about that, Paul?
What's that?
And folks listening on the radio and the stream, they may have been able to hear it. The noise coming from the Havasu side.
It was a roar.
There's
from
about
not only the bench, but the crowd. It's going crazy. There's a pretty good crowd at Havasuvians over there.
Made a long trip from Tucson.
Sure. Hey, we made the same trip.
We did. Yeah. We saw fighter jets in Gila Bend.
We saw
I saw one.
An airline graveyard.
First and 10. Halo throws it over the middle, and it's received by Luke Johnson, and he is immediately smacked.
Oh, come on. That's a flop. That's a flop, ref. Come on.
He didn't throw him down?
Well, Halo ran into him in a tuck position, and the guy, you know, at that time, he should probably release the offensive player, and he did not. Luke was just trying to get out of that tackle, and the guy flops like a basketball player. Come on, man. Yeah, there's no penalty on that. Referee saw right through it.
Okay, Halo jump, ready to receive the snap. He's standing at the 41-yard line. He looks to the left, going deep towards the end zone. And again,
Careful.
He overshoots the receiver who is begging for interference, but he's not going to get it. And frankly, from this angle, I didn't see it.
I saw a little arm bar maybe, but not. The players were doing the same thing, like, hey, what was that? You know, just, they watched the pros and that slightest bit of contact. They're not. That was no way interference.
Ball after the turnover. This is pretty big play right here.
It is.
We're looking at third and 1.5 or two at there.
It's the big package.
36-yard line.
The big package right here.
And Halo's
going
to keep it and try to go right up the middle.
No.
He jogs to the left. I think he got it.
That was Luke Johnson with the big wildcat package.
And thank you. Yeah. And it's going to be a first down. They are moving those chains.
Very smart play by Coach Thompson. He brought in that goal line offense. Oh, the inside the five offense.
Did you hear the way these fans over here, where Micah Mountain came to life? They definitely have a home field advantage.
Well, Luke got that for being the flex player. That's why he got the player of the year this year.
Okay, Halo back in at quarterback. Halo jump. Way wide out. We've got Carter Devitt on this side. He looks to the left, which is the other side, and that is caught for a 5-yard gain by Cone Taylor. And he is kind of bumped out of bounds, but that's going to bring up second and five, and the Fighting Knights are edging towards the end zone.
Here
this will be second down at the 30-yard line, five to gain. Halo looks to the left, could have thrown it there. Now he finally does go short. We're going to get maybe a yard out of this one, provided he held on to the ball, because now I see it.
He's trying to throw it like Patrick Mahomes.
Looks like he dropped it.
The receiver?
Yeah.
Yeah, Halo's trying to throw it sidearm like Patrick Mahomes. That's a little dangerous.
He could have thrown it to him two steps earlier.
Sure.
Okay, over here, we've got three wide to the right. Halo keeps looking to the left. We've got Cole Cicina, Luke Johnson, and here's the snap from the gun. He's looking to the right. It looks like he's going to keep it. If he does, he might be able to get some yardage.
Oh, no.
Is that intercepted?
He jumped the route. No, he's out of bounds.
It was technically, it would have been intercepted had he been in bounds. So we dodge a bullet on that. However, that's going to bring up fourth down and five from the 30.
Looked like 58, the linebacker jumped the route. And he did a good job of doing it, but he was out of bounds. Thank goodness.
We are not bringing in a field goal unit.
No. No Spencer.
Too wide to the right. Halo barking out the signals.
He's trying to draw him offside.
Lots of noise from this crowd.
He's trying to draw him offside.
Halo looks back to the coach.
8 seconds on the play clock.
The snap. He looks to the right, looks left. High pass. He bobbles it, but he brings it in.
Wow. Wow. That was unbelievable. It's a catch.
Okay, it is a catch. And that signal was move the chains. I thought he was signaling for a trainer.
Or a bobble.
Because he did bobble it, but he did bring it in.
Man.
That is a lifesaver for a game that is going to be, based on what we're seeing so far, a close one throughout.
Who made that catch? That was phenomenal.
I couldn't see it. There was a blue jersey in the way.
I thought it was 15.
Okay, here we go. From the shotgun, he hands it off the middle, and he is trying to get outside. Can't do it. That is Jay Deacon brought down for a loss of 1.5, maybe 2, probably 2 yards. That's going to bring up second and 12 for the Fighting Knights.
Deacon, by the way, the backup in case Halo goes down. And you would think it'd be Luke Johnson, but it's not. Luke only runs in that Wildcat, the heavy package, they call it.
We've got Carter Devitt extremely wide right. Inside of him, we've got Cone Taylor. Also, Cole Cicina. And Luke Johnson all to the right.
Luke's wide
the
out.
Snap. He looks to the right and wide open with blockers. There's a flag late as we get Cole Cicina spinning out of bounds for what looks like a short gain. The flag came from this side of the field near the sideline, so I don't know if they're going to...
Look, it could be an illegal contact.
A little referee conference.
That one was, you know, in the linebacking core or in the secondary. It didn't, or it was possible holding on the defense.
He was standing out there all by himself.
Here it is.
And it's on Havasu.
I'm not sure what that signal... Did you bring the referee book?
I did.
It's that tap on the shoulder. We're going to find out. Usually the PA announcer is right on top of it. Of course, we're not at home now. So.
It's not exactly the illegal participation. Did he put it on his head or his shoulders?
Shoulders. So you got a first and 15, 5-yard penalty.
Here's Halo jump, third and long, rolling right, looking deep, pressure, throws it into a swarm of blue jerseys, and Luke Johnson, and that one falls to the ground, and there's more laundry on the field.
Yeah, sorry about that. I said first and 15. It's third and 15.
And this could holding. Our white hat's way out here near midfield. And
that's on the head.
That is decline.
Smart decline, actually. Don't want to give him another chance on third down, no matter what.
We got fourth and 16. Ball is on the 30-yard line of the Thunderbolts.
Coach will run it on fourth down in this situation because he's so far into the other team's side of the field.
A little bit better field position.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a timeout, Havasu.
We can take one as well, but we are going to keep it here. Remind you that Fighting Knights football brought to you by the fine folks at Bradley Auto Group. That would be Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet, by City Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort. We still didn't stop, Jim.
Oh.
River Valley Window Company, a cut above grooming, neat pool and supply, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, by Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer, Have a Style Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu, also Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, Amore, Pie, and more. Doesn't that sound good right now?
Tire Man.
You like those commercials. Blue River Gems by Gear Up Motorsports, by Mercury Air, Perfection to Detail, and in 8 minutes 17 seconds we'll have the Perfection to Detail halftime report. David Rose for Arizona House, by Mojave College, and, of course, one of our longest-running Havasu Fighting Knights football sponsors, Havasu Pest Control.
Okay, they break the sideline huddle. We have fourth and 16 for the Fighting Knights. Halo jump at the quarterback, way wide right is Carter Devitt. And they're making some noise, pounding those aluminum bleachers.
Got to bring down that mic a little bit, don't I?
Oh, I think you're okay. We've got the playoffs going on. He looks to the left. He's under pressure. All alone on the outside. If he could run it,
flag.
Some yards. There's a flag in the backfield, probably holding. And he scampers back. He got past the original line of scrimmage and then got out of bounds. I don't know if he saw with his peripheral vision there the flag, which is probably.
That's declined.
And it is on the Fighting Knights. It is holding.
Declined. That would be, Micah Mountain ball.
Well, you know, I would have been tempted to take it. It was fourth and long.
Yeah.
He only got back to the original line of scrimmage.
Uh-huh.
If they would have taken it, it would have been fourth down again, but it would have been fourth and, 40?
Yes, absolutely.
Right? So,
you'd have better field position.
Yeah.
Up quite possibly.
Okay, first and 10 from the 20-yard line. And they hand it off up the middle there, meant by the Habu, but it looks like we're getting back to eating up 2-3 yards, maybe 4.
Still no score.
Still no score.
Clock ticking now under 8 minutes until halftime.
Kind of a heavyweight bout where the big fighters are just kind of trying to punch and find the weakness.
It reminds me of the Gila Ridge game quite a bit. That was a very low-scoring game in the first half.
Second and seven from the... we'll call it the 15 for Micah Mountain. The snap, he rolls right. It looks like he's going to keep it, and he slides out of bounds with a gain of about 4. That's going to bring up third and short for the Thunderbolts in their North Carolina-like uniforms.
Speaking of North Carolina, how long do you give Coach at North Carolina?
It depends on if he keeps his girlfriend or not.
Very good. Good answer.
Something tells me there might be a problem there.
Trouble in paradise, huh?
Oh.
She's something.
Okay, we've got third and 5 for the Thunderbolts from their own 25. Quick out pass, trying to get outside. And Spencer Ibarra, I thought he pushed him out. Where is this referee going to start walking? At the 33,
first
that's going to be a first down for the Thunderbolts of Micah Mountain.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to place it on the on their own 33-yard line.
So over here on this side defensively, on the defensive end, we've got Vinny Viantaka.
Another all-conference.
And number 14, Carter Devitt.
Another one.
They've got it packed in tight on the right side. He looks to the right, but now he's going to go deep to the left. He's all alone. It's caught. This is going to be a touchdown for the Thunderbolts.
67-yard bomb. That ball was thrown right on the money in stride. Thunderbolts now up 6-0 with 7:11 left until halftime. Havasu was not ready for that play.
And
he was 3 yards behind the behind his defender.
They don't have fireworks from their local fire department, but they had the flashing LED stadium lights.
Yep, that one is a deflator right there. Havasu's got to rebound quickly from that play.
7:11 on the clock.
67-yard pass.
That one hurt, and the only thing that could have happened on that one was he was so wide open he could have choked.
Hadn't heard that one.
Now, I don't.
Funny.
We have a timeout.
Why?
On the extra point taken by the Fighting Knights.
Yeah, we'll keep it here for sure. I don't understand the call. The waste of a timeout to you, Jim?
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Were they lining up for two? I thought they were lining up for the extra.
It looked like they were lining up the kicker, yeah. Anyway, don't forget about City Maytag in Lake Havasu. They're more than just appliances. City Maytag is family, top brands, unbeatable service, and of course you got that Maytag repairman guy. Refresh your home the right way with quality you can count on only at City Maytag. Their website, citymaytag1.com. That's citymaytag1.com.
Now, I look down here, aside from just the ambiance, they actually have two guys that are like mascots.
Really?
But they're the Thunderbolts.
Wait a minute. They look like wolves.
Is this? I think it's a javelina or a chupacabra?
I don't know, Marlon. You tell me.
I'm Jim. I watch from the safety of
Jim.
The tree.
There was Marlon Perkins.
You watch from the safety
tree. What was his name? Jim? Yeah.
Yes.
Jim and Marlon.
Yes.
That's funny.
Okay, they are going for one after the timeout. The kick is up. It's high, and it is right down the middle. We have a 7-0 game in favor of the Thunderbolts of Micah Mountain. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. This is KNTR Sports.
Mojave Power Sports continues to serve you, your one-stop shop. Complete maintenance for all your toys, adult and family toys, UTVs, quads, off-road, wave runners, boats, jet skis, dirt bikes, recreational vehicles, you name it. Plus, all cars, trucks, SUVs, and the soccer van, gas or diesel. Many can be repaired the same day. Mojave Power Sports, experts with watercraft and vehicles. Get yours running great by the professionals at Mojave Power Sports, 1595 Joy Lane. Call for an appointment for your watercraft, 768-1230.
Welcome back. About time to kick off here after the touchdown by the Thunderbolts, kicking off from their own 40-yard line. Four men 10 yards away for your Havasu Fighting Knights. Two guys behind that, way back at the 5-yard line. And this is a booming kick back to the goal line. It hits at the 1-yard line, and Spencer Ibarra watches it bounce through the end zone. And we're going to take over the ball. And we need an answer, Paul. We definitely need an answer.
What the mascot is?
No. The touchdown.
To answer back.
Yeah.
Yes, we need to answer back for sure. I don't know if that's a thunderbolt or I don't know what that animal, that mascot
I've
is.
I've never heard of a thunderbolt animal.
Me neither, unless it's I have to look it up. You know, we do run a show on KNTR Talk called Weird Darkness, and maybe it's from that. I don't know. It goes into folklore like that.
Yeah, you can't really have an electron for a
guy, an electron.
You know? Well, you might.
Sure.
You know, these days. Okay, here's the snap. Halo hands it off up the middle. He breaks through the line, goes through the linebackers, and he's brought down for an 11-12-yard gain.
That
is a nice first play to answer back with.
And that was really good.
Run it in the B gap and break through the line and the linebackers. Here we go.
No huddle.
and we have flag on the play. Lots of room up the middle. However,
somebody was offside.
Yeah, let's see what our man in the white hat says.
They lined up awfully quick, and somebody could have lined up offside. I don't know, though.
It's interesting that they want to go quick, because a lot of times, you know, you want to rest your guys when you're facing a bigger team.
There it is.
It's a legal procedure on the Fighting Knights, and that's going to negate a nice run.
Really does. Really
two
does.
Two nice runs in a row.
Yep.
Now, if we can focus on that, that's the good news.
Let's see if Andrade keeps getting fed.
6:45 on the clock in the second quarter. Halo takes the snap.
Uh-oh.
He fumbles it, picks it right back up. He's got a release man, and that was not, I didn't.
That wasn't Halo jump material?
No, because
explain to the audience who can't watch the game.
I got a little.
Jim's the president of the fan club, but they're in tempo, so he's going to get to redeem himself real quick.
I think he panicked.
Yeah.
And he threw it out of bounds to dump it, and in doing so, threw it over the head of Carter Devitt,
of an open
standing
receiver
out there wide open.
Right.
Who would have gained yardage.
Just dropped the flag.
There's more.
Is this unsportsmanlike conduct?
There is more laundry on the field,
and
they're marching us back, and that is behind the head. That's a loss of down.
There's not even a play. It's half the distance too. So what? I'm at a loss here. There must have been something said down on the field by one of the Fighting Knights after that play. I don't know.
Well, it's going to bring up 2nd and 31, and now we're deep in our own territory for the Fighting Knights. Halo jumped to take the snap. A couple of steps back, quick pass to the out man, and he dodges one tackler, tries to get away from the second, and does.
Deacon
he zooms forward and gets back out to the 22-yard line.
Great job by Jay Deacon.
Perfect. Very nice run. He could have easily been brought down by the first guy. Broke that tackle. Got by the second guy, and that's going to, well, was it, a 10-yard gain? So
it should be 3rd and 21. Yeah, there was 3rd and 20.
Ooh, third down. A lot of noise from this hometown crew here in Micah Mountain on their AstroTurf field. It almost looks real.
Yep.
It does almost look
real.
And
somebody jumped.
It was Luke Johnson.
It was?
Well, Luke Johnson took off over here from the outside.
Oh,
and
man.
They're going to.
Come on.
Procedure on Havasu.
Penalties like that on 3rd and 20 will just kill you.
So if you don't get some yards on this 3rd down now with the ball on your own 15.
Got to run that Johnson.
Even with a good punt, you're going to give them field position with 6:20 on the clock.
You got to put your receivers down the field. Johnson in the slant. Somebody. It's a positive yardage.
The snap, but it's a keeper, and he's going to try to go up the middle in the process. He fumbles the ball. Looks like Micah Mountain had it for a second,
yep.
And they do.
Man.
A second Micah Mountain player picks up the ball.
6 minutes, 14 seconds left until halftime. That might be a deal breaker right there.
And that one hurts. They are going to take over at the Havasu 16-yard line.
My sore knee just got sore, Jim. That one hurt.
That hurt bad. It was a quarterback draw.
Yeah. Strange play on third and 25.
You know, sometimes it works.
But third and
25. I mean, Halo can run, so.
They run it all the way.
Yeah, the key is you don't fumble it.
Yeah, right.
Okay, we've got one wide to the left. Man in motion, big number 8. They're going to hand it off, go up the middle. He breaks through the line of scrimmage. He is towing players down to the 2-yard line for a first down. Flags everywhere. Late in the play in the defensive backfield.
Down to the Havasu 2. This is going to be a quick answer back.
See what the call is.
I don't see it.
Personal foul, face mask on Havasu.
Got it.
So half the distance to the goal, and you know what? The referee there took one step. So it's going to be first and goal at the one.
Yeah. You got to keep your cool, guys. Regroup. Get the hands off the hips.
6 minutes left on the clock in the second quarter.
Show them what the purple Haboob does.
Number 13.
Goal line defense.
Out wide to the right.
Oh.
And he pops outside and comes into the end zone. Tackled late in the end zone there.
Havasu looking to the middle. Havasu looking at the A gap. Ran it right around him, right around that left side. Easy touchdown for Micah Mountain. This is a defending state champs here. Now you gotta remember, you know, don't let them score another one before halftime, because Micah Mountain gets the ball after halftime.
Here's the kick for one, and it is perfect with a great deal of distance. It's 14-0 with 5:49 left in the half. Let's take a break. You're listening to KNTR Sports.
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry. Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
We are back. The Fighting Knights of Lake Havasu are up against it now. It's 14-0 with 5:49 left in the second quarter.
It's a tough mountain to climb. Pardon the pun.
I sense an onside kick for some reason, and I don't know why.
Knockout blow?
Yeah. Even though the kid can really kick it away. And he does. Okay.
Ooh, holy.
And that one
holy.
Is way. That one hits the back line of the end zone.
Holy moly.
This kid can kick. Best kicker we've seen.
Hey, UNLV, you watching this on NFHS?
Well,
holy cow.
Right, they're right here in the backyard of the U of A.
I don't want U of A to go. I'm sorry. I went to UNLV. Just like you would with who? Who's that team? The Hawkeyes?
The Hawkeyes.
The Big 8 team?
Big 10 team.
The Big 8 team is, yeah, 18 teams
in the
conference
big 18,
now.
18, yeah. 18, 16. Is,
yeah. 16, 18, whatever it takes.
Heartbreaking line.
It's like
okay.
Mr. Mom line.
This, we've got 5:49 on the clock, and we need to move the ball up the field. And it'd be really nice if we could get some points. There's the snap from the shotgun handoff up the middle, and he's going to pick up about 3 yards. That was Tristan Andrade, one of the team captains. Looks like it's going to be a 3 yard gain. Now it looks like we're going back more to our standard operating procedure. All the players, no huddle. But they all stop. They all look over to Coach Thompson over there on the side. Kalo Jump getting in position. He's accompanied back in the backfield with Tristan Andrade.
Kind of taking their time now, though.
Three wide to the left. Here's the snap. And he's got a crease. He goes over the side, stops looking down the field, and runs out of bounds. Maybe a gain of 1 yard. And if he would have looked upfield, he could have possibly hit Cole Cicina, who was doing a little backyard football type kind of thing, or street football, where he was coming back for the ball.
Right. You know, the one thing Havasu does a lot is tempo. I think it's working against them right now with the time they've left on the clock.
Well, the thought maybe they don't want them to score again. Okay, here's the snap. Looking to the right, thinks about running for a second, throws it over the middle, and
ooh,
he is rounded up by three players there, namely Broden Smith, who is 6'2", 220. And the pass was complete. And that is going to bring fourth and one up. and they're all looking like they're going to go for it.
Coach is known for that.
4:26 left in the half. The
clock
ball
is
on the 29-yard line.
Yeah, you got
of their own, the Havasu Knights.
Carter and Luke are
if this doesn't
over there.
Work.
Yeah, Carter and Luke are over there talking on the sideline.
If it doesn't work, it's trouble. Looks like we're going to take a timeout and talk about it. Why not? You don't want to leave them on the scoreboard.
Yeah. That 1 second left on the play clock. Fighting Knights football brought to you by Havasu Springs Resort. The one I'm always driving by, it seems like I have to stop there. When you're craving comfort spice or something nice or fresh off the grill, your perfect plate awaits at Havasu Springs Resort. Sunset menu specials, Jim, they start at $15. Located between Parker and Havasu off 95 on the lake, visit HavasuSprings.com. Again, the website, HavasuSprings.com.
$15.
$15. That's their plate spot. That's not bad. You get all the ambiance looking at the lake and you're at the south end, your favorite part, right?
Everything was classy.
Every time
River
we drive
Parker
through there,
was classy.
Every time we drive through there, you get this little fuzzy feeling about Parker. I'm feeling it.
It's true.
Yeah.
Growing up, spent a lot of time in Parker.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad.
Nevada side or
Mom and Dad?
I'm sorry, Arizona side or California side?
What Arizona
choose?
Side.
Yeah.
Clearly, Arizona side.
You're
Mom
zoning.
And Dad had a trailer, or we had a travel trailer there.
Nice.
In Parker. And cousin Wally, coaching over there in Blythe, he had a their family.
He's
had
our
a
mascot.
Okay, here's the snap. He's going right up the middle,
got
and
it.
He's going to get the first down. He got it with a yard to spare. Thank goodness. 4:05 on the clock, 14-0 in favor of the Thunderbolts over your Fighting Knights. That was a must-have.
That was a heavy package Luke Johnson play right there.
Yes,
perfect.
If
perfect call.
If we didn't get that,
yeah,
we're in big trouble.
That's the heavy. Luke's going to go back.
Okay, 3:49 on the clock. Way out wide right is Cole Cicina. Christian Andrade back there with Halo in the gun. Here's the snap. Hands it off to Tristan. He's got some room up the middle. And then he's smacked, but he spins off of that tackle and picks up a good 6 yards.
He's been picking up 6 yards. If they can keep the play clean, they'll move 6 yards.
I think he just cheated him out of a yard. They're going to call it a 5-yard gain because he moved the ball back. Same play up the middle. Dodges one guy.
Wow.
If his knee wasn't down, he's still going, and that's going to be about a 3-yard gain.
Oh, come on.
I think he's going to say his knee was down.
He's great balance on that play. Come on. You should give it to him. That was nuts. He took 2 yards off of that run. I don't agree. Did you see the knee go down?
I'd have to agree. It was
all right.
It was close.
Yeah.
It wasn't like his knee smacked the ground, but it crushed it a little bit.
Sure.
But he had his wheels a-turning.
Boy, they really do it up here, don't they?
Yeah, 24 cheerleaders out there.
No, I'm talking about the horns and the
horns. Here's the handoff. He's met the man.
They read it. They read it that time.
Sergio Regatta. 3.5 sacks on the season, and that was a big one. He's 6'6", 220. And he's probably got some big schools looking at him.
Is that Andrade with the ball carry?
I believe it was.
Yeah.
And we're bringing out the punting unit.
That's smart.
Because it's 4th and 6 at the Havasu 34.
Halo doesn't go anywhere. He just stands there like Dan Pastorini.
Now.
Or Randall Cunningham.
We know. It looks like they're set up like they could see Halo
right.
making it.
Yeah.
Because we know he can.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah,
the way he takes the punt snap and he often just kind of, we have a timeout Havasu. This is KNTR Sports.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Work commute just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tire Man of Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
Welcome back. Jim Chaney along with Paul Lavoie, 1:48 on the clock in the first half. And we have 4th and 7 for the Havasu Fighting Knights. They are in punt formation. They're running like a 4-4 defense for a punt because the way Havasu punts and the way Halo operates, he could easily fake it. But it would be tough to fake with these four linebackers. He's going to punt. High punt. Down to the 40. Now, come on, guys.
Really? Wow.
Okay, I'm going to walk that one off. You tell them what happened.
I'll tell you what happened. The ball hit at the 40, took a Micah Mountain bounce over to the 47, maybe the 48-yard line, and they stood there and they watched.
They watched. And turned around and went the other way.
When I say they, I mean your Fighting Knights.
Your Fighting Knights. I don't even want to say the name of the kid that did that, but there was two of them.
They were watching.
That was awful.
That's called watching the game, all right? You don't want to watch the game. You want to play the game.
They're supposed to be playing in the game,
yes.
And when the ball is bouncing towards your territory, you stop it.
Believe me, Coach.
48-yard line of their own now for Micah Mountain. Oh, fake handoff, then a pitch forward,
wow.
And he's got some room. He crosses the 40 down to the 35 to the 30, and Spencer Ibarra gets knocked away. And number 80 and 8 for your Fighting Knights, that's Ethan Adler. And they finally caught up to him, Ethan Adler and Blake Pohl.
Yeah, but Blake Pohl did something not very smart. He stood over the player and said something, and that could have been an extra 15 yards.
So after a big gain.
Better be careful.
You don't talk smack after you give up yardage.
That's called taunting.
First and 10 now from the Havasu 18.
Man, that was a big play.
Pro set. One tall wide receiver to the right. He's going to roll out to the right. Now pitches it outside. Big number 8 with the ball. And he's brought down by the ankles, and that is the way to bring him down.
Number 8, Sergio Regatta.
That 6'6", 220 guy.
Oh, yeah.
And,
him.
Yeah. 6'6", 220 running the football. So get him by the ankles. And when they're running, you know, that's not always easy to do, but it's the best way to bring him down. Timeout. It's 1 minute left on the clock, 14-0 in favor of Micah Mountain. You're listening to KNTR Sports.
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. We came down here to Tucson to get the job done, and so far it's not happening. 14-0 with 1:02 left on the clock. Micah Mountain has the ball after, a tragedy.
You remember the other name for Tucson?
Old Pueblo?
That's it. Old Pueblo.
Okay, from the gun, we've got one wide to the left, way wide to the left. Man in motion coming our way. Reverse action goes back the other way. Handoff, off guard, and he is down there, and that may be a touchdown. Nope, going to mark him down at the 1. The clock is ticking, 5:52, and rolling.
50.9.
First down and goal.
50.9.
And they stop the clock.
There it goes.
Well, you don't have to move the chains on first and goal. Now it's rolling again. Okay, 45 seconds.
Nice working scoreboard, though.
And he's sitting right next to me on the other side of this window. I know he can hear what he's saying.
Yeah.
So I can't say it real loud that he just gave him a few extra seconds.
Oh.
Okay, here's the snap. Handoff up the middle, and he is going in, standing up. That's going to make it 20-0 with 29.2 seconds left in the first half. Is there laundry out there? Well, the lights are flashing.
Who gets the ball after halftime?
Micah Mountain.
Yeah, and they just scored. That is not good for Lake Havasu.
And talk about a little taunting going on there by their number 11. That's Jaden Christie's the quarterback, 6 foot 165, and he's looking over at the Havasu bench with his arms out to his side, kind of like, hey, you know, palms out.
Stephon?
Like, what are you going to do?
You going to do about it, Vinny?
Yeah.
Right?
Unbeknownst to him, we do have a Vinny. Okay, let's check out this kicker. This kid's good. We got to give Micah Mountain that.
It's number 17?
I think he's 13.
Is it 13? Yes. My bad.
Riley Carson.
Riley Carson, you want to live in Vegas? Man, he's got to be recruited for his kicking skills. This kid's got a leg.
And the kick is up, and it is perfect.
All the way to the band back there. Look at that. What did you say that distance was?
Riley Carson, 33.
From the goalpost?
The last lane of the track is 33 yards from the goalpost or the back of the end zone.
Okay.
So if you're...
That's where it went.
So 33, that was 40 yards.
Spencer did that too.
Well, that's 30 yards. That's 40.
Ooh.
That's 48. That's about 48 yards.
Yeah.
That he's kicking for an extra point.
Right. Exactly. So 29.2. Wait a minute. They haven't put the score. They haven't updated the score.
It's 21 to nothing.
I thought it was 28. No?
No.
Okay. 21. My bad.
Don't help them more than you
I'm
have to.
I'm trying not to. But
okay.
You definitely got to regroup on the Havasu side. The white jerseys tonight. Purple pants.
Spencer Ibarra back there at the 1 yard line along with.
Oh,
and that
goodness.
One is going out the end zone.
Woo!
That
was
one
out of the end zone.
Out of the end zone. Beyond the end zone.
Was not in the landing zone.
They have the line where you're not supposed to be close to the field, those hash marks.
Yes.
Outside of the field, and they're like 2 yards away from the field. And they also have them in the end zone. It hits those hash marks.
Ah, point of order.
Well,
illegal. Or what is that? Non-regulation field marking. Look at that. It's under the logo in the center
field. I mentioned that to
you did.
We were chatting with the referee here. Because I asked him, but what's the penalty for these non-regulation things? Like,
that's a national rule.
He confirmed, that the rule book that I have is the one they use. But there's also, what did he call them,
Arizona
must-haves or essentials? Or
I don't know.
There's another book.
AIA?
They say that, you know, it's not regulation, but what do you do?
Yeah.
There's no penalty.
You make him paint it right there.
We have a handoff up the middle for your Fighting Knights, and he's going to get out to the 37-yard line, bringing up second down and seven.
I think they're going to get out of here.
20 seconds left on the clock.
I think they're going to be happy to escape.
Looking for a play.
Shine up their armor. Because we're going to the Perfection 2 Detail Halftime Report, Jim.
We sure are. And we are going to get to that shortly.
Well, we got a lot to be happy about on this sideline. You know that?
And they are letting their kids know about it.
No doubt.
Nice crowd for the playoff game. Second round playoff game. Their first playoff game for the Thunderbolts of Micah Mountain. 21-0 in favor of the Thunderbolts. We've got 15 minutes on the halftime clock. We'll be back shortly. This is KNTR Sports.